Hello everyone, welcome to Pediatric Audio Series by Dr. Anand. This is audio question number 2581. A 10-year-old boy came to your clinic with complaints of increasing unsteadiness on his feet. The first complaint is increasing unsteadiness on his feet. He is also scared that he tells his mom that he needs glasses. He needs glasses, specs, as he cannot see this school board at the school. So now he sleeps with his light on, as he cannot see anything in the low light. So the question is, what is the other key symptom do you need to look to help you for diagnosing that this is a paroxysmal disorder? Options are sweet smelling urine, lethargy and seizures. Options are rapid chaotic eye movements, behavioral change and irritability. So option number third, anosmia, hearing problems and itchy skin. Put your answers in the comment section. Thank you. Hello everyone, welcome to Pediatrics by Dr. Anand. This is audio series number 2581 answer. So a 10-year-old boy with increased unsteadiness of his gait, with also a complaint that he cannot see in the night time. So the answer for this question will be A. The answer for this question will be the option which has anosmia, hearing problems and itchy skin. Like the thing is, the child is presenting with the symptoms of a paroxysmal disorder, that is Refsum's disease. Refsum's disease, R-E-F-S-U-M apostrophe S. It is characterized by anosmia, early onset retinitis pigmentosa. The patient will have night blindness and chronic ataxia. So in the question, the patient was already having an unsteady gait, chronic ataxia. Also, he was not able to see in the night, so night blindness. So this patient is a case of Refsum's disease, which is characterized by early onset retinitis pigmentosa, night blindness, anosmia, chronic ataxia, and variable neuropathy. And they will also have deafness and ichthyosis. Refsum's disease is an inherited disorder of fatty acid oxidation. It is an inherited disorder of the fatty acid oxidation, where there is accumulation of the phytanic acid, okay, it gets accumulated in the blood, in the tissues, which causes a motor and a sensory neuropathy. So that was all about this. Thank you.